iZimbabwe iyahosta isathi ngendlela ephakemeyo. Sinesifiso kakhulu esokuthi isadiki iphumelele ngendlela ezaphumelela ngayo. Okuzaba lithuba sihlanganele labanye abantu abancane abavela kwezinye indawo. Sibona amathuba esingahlanganisana khona okwenza imali lokuphumelela. Upresident yakhuluma nsuku zonke ukuthi izwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi balo. And isifiso sethu ngesokuthi imandla leyo, ifilosofi leyo, upresident ayispread across the whole of SADC. Sizwe abantu babe eBotswana labo beyakhe ilizwe labo bengabanikazi, abe South Africa, abe Zambia, abe Tanzania. Yiso isifiso sethu. Siyibonile njalo siyayibona imisebenzi eyenzakalayo ekulungiselela indawo yethu, ivenue lapho kuzayenzeka khona i-summit. Imigwaqo silungisiwe, communication networks ziyalungiswa, i-government isithethe over indaba ze-sanitary, indaba ze-environment and indaba eze-health affairs eze-city of Harare. Imigwaqo elungiswayo, lezi nto ezenzakalayo, ama-networks, indaba infrastructure, lani okulungiswayo endaweni ezijiyejiyeneyo, lingacabangela ukuthi kulungiswayo ngenxa yokuthi kule sati kuphela. Izinto kade ivele zilungiswa through i-national development revolution eyalethwa upresident uMnangagwa. So, izinto zonke ezenzakalayo asoze zinyamalale after SADC, ziyasala zikhona, ilizwe lethu lisiba lihle.